seeking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. That are right, and that we who cannot do anything that is good without you may by you be enabled to live according to thy will. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Now these things were our example, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, which some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, for as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by the serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the earth, or the ends of the world, are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he can stand take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but as such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with every temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. So far, the reading.
Come again in glory to judge both the living Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets, and I believe one of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue in 244, please.
Every building in Yokohama was leveled.
3/4 of Tokyo was completely destroyed, and nearly 300,000 people died. Millions were made homeless. Soon disease followed to add to their misery. While the people of America responded generously by sending shiploads of food, medical supplies, clothing. And as you might expect, Japan expressed their gratitude by saying, "We will never forget your kindness." 18 years later, on a quiet Sunday morning in December, the Japanese warplane rained death and destruction on Pearl Harbor. "We will never forget your kindness," said Japan. Well, Japan is not the only nation whose leaders have forgotten the past kindness of God. And through our prophet Jeremiah this morning, God said to his ancient people Israel, "My people have forgotten me days without number." And one of the clearest marks of original sin is seen in how easily we fall into the forgetful pattern of those who have been good to us. Of course, it's not really forgetting as much as it is selfish attention to our own interest, to our own self-pride. Have you at times forgotten God? Have I at times forgotten God? Well, before we answer that question with an emphatic no, let's follow the guiding of the Holy Spirit through this morning's sermon text and evaluate our own lives based upon that text. First of all, have we ever forgotten our duties toward God? This is usually where our forgetfulness shows. This is also the first point Moses warned the children of Israel. They had just finished their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness and were about to enter into the promised land. And remembering just how fickle they were in the past, Moses now said, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." The people knew what Moses was talking about. After all, it was through him that God had given them the Ten Commandments to govern their life. "Be careful," Moses is saying. "Don't forget God by being disobedient to him." God has also very plainly described our duties toward him. He has given us direction through his Son, Jesus Christ. Remember when the scribes asked Jesus, "Which is the first and the greatest commandment?" And then Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your strength." And then Jesus went on to add, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Yes, we are to worship God. Unfortunately, some people think worship is merely attending a church service. Well, God has much more in mind than just attending. We are to worship the Lord our God, and to him only are we to serve. You see, worship and serving God go hand in hand. Therefore, if we offer God just the worship for an hour on Sunday morning, but do not serve him with our life the rest of the week, we're really not worshiping him as he has commanded. And this can become very difficult, because all of us are sinners. Well, Moses warns Israel not to forget the Lord's goodness toward them. Moses wanted the Israelites to know that it was God who was their deliverer. Israel had been slaves in a foreign land. Their lives had been bitter, hard, in their slavery work. But it was God who led them out of their bondage to the promised land. It was God who performed this mighty miracle. And when they rebelled, God continued to care for them, continued to love them. He brought forth water out of a solid rock. He fed them quail and manna. And now they were about to enter the land of milk and honey. And God says, don't forget my goodness. You see, goodness of God is centered in Christ Jesus. It is only through Christ that God's goodness can come to us. As human beings, we are sinful. By nature, we are rebels toward God. We are unable to know Him, to seek Him, to free ourselves from His wrath. Jesus Christ Himself said, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. I think that includes most of us this morning. But Jesus goes on to say, but if the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Thank God that we have been delivered. Thank God that the Holy Spirit has worked faith through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross of Calvary. And that's why we see the symbols of the cross. That's why we keep the symbol of the cross before us in church and in our homes to remind us of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. And how unbelievably good God is toward us. That God showed His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Just think about that. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us. If He would have, He'd still be waiting. But He died while we were yet sinners. God's very own Son gave His life for us. To save us from what we are and to make us what He would have us be. Almighty God came to us who were lost and hopeless in sin and has given us a place in His immediate family. God's goodness touches us in so many ways. Do we always thank and praise God as we should? Do we sometimes forget to thank Him? Well, Moses could foresee the danger of pride that could come and did threaten Israel. So Moses warned them, and thou say in thy heart, my power and my might of mine hath given me these things, this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that gives you the power and the wealth. Israel would become a very blessed nation. They would prosper. They would protest them. God would protect them. And they would live in peace. But then temptation came. Temptation would come and say, look at what we have accomplished. Therefore, Moses urged them, don't forget that this is all God's free gift to you. Well, as we look at all our blessings, we may intellectually know that they all come from God because He loves us, and that everything is a gift from our Heavenly Father. But in reality, don't we sometimes speak and act as though we are the center of things? Do we always give God the credit? Have we always remembered God as we should? Have we always thanked Him or served Him as we should? Human nature is that way. Human nature has not changed and it never will. There is only one thing that makes us different from the heathen. God has touched us in Christ Jesus. And through faith has made us His redeemed and forgiven children. Lord, forgive our forgetfulness. Lord, renew our loving remembrance of You. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life. requests. The one is on behalf of the Bierman family, whose nephew Ted is under hospice care suffering from pancreatic cancer. That's a tough one. Also a prayer for Donna Rappi. She's recovering from a couple of things. And then also on behalf of Chubb Jermolis. Has he had his? Nothing yet? Okay. So let's keep these people in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of Ted and Donna and Chubb. They're all suffering from some type of illness, but it looks like Ted is the worst of all because of the pancreatic cancer. On behalf of all three, we pray that you strengthen their faith in Christ, and if there is no faith in Christ, somehow work a miracle that can bring them into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We realize the seriousness of these illnesses that these people have, and we can only call upon you for guidance and help, asking you that you work through the hands of the doctors to cure whatever is ailing these people. But above all, as I mentioned earlier, if there is faith in Christ, strengthen that, if not, create it, giving them the assurance that they are indeed your children, that they have been redeemed by the blood of Christ on Calvary's cross. And where there is faith in Christ, there is a guarantee of forgiveness of sins and eternal life. So, dear Heavenly Father, we turn these people over to your care, Father, and we pray that they seek comfort from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Come, Maria,
and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave him, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto thee for the forgiveness of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Jesus Christ, given unto death,
and fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.